You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to the Green Business Podcast Show, your EPN channel for better informing you how to green your business, hear how others have made their business green, startups in the greening industry, and bringing awareness to a green economy and the advantages it brings to your community as a whole. Today we are speaking with Mr. Matthew Mills, Chief Operating Officer and President of MedX, a leader in green technology, creating healthier, safer solutions for use in pest control, aromatherapy, pain management, and cannabis cultivation. Mr. Mills, a pleasure to have you with us today on the Green Business Podcast Show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And you're most welcome. Our pleasure. So, Mr. Mills, as a multi-divisional company, tell us a little more about your brands.
Well, you know, I was part of a dot-com, and it went to the next level, and I kind of went into a retirement phase, and a lot of the shareholders that were in that dot-com were physicians and biochemists and mathematics professors, and we all had a pretty solid friendship, and we decided to come together to make a difference. And we began that difference in pain management, and that spread into pest control, professional pest control, providing pest control operators with products that are safer for them to use while also making them safe for their customers, such as residential and commercial customers, so they don't have the worry of the, you know, just these poison synthetics that have been around in the pest control industry for years. And it's a very unique situation. And, you know, we've got multiple divisions. We've got a new botanical cream product that's being released and, focused on environmental products and bringing products to people that are just safer to use and more healthy for you. And, you know, there's so many things that, you know, our generation and the generations that are, you know, now kids are exposed to, and it's time to make some changes. And it's, you know, this isn't just our company. It's, you know, the world is needing to change and wanting to change. And, you know, it's companies like ours and the people that we have, that I have around me, that are forging a new change. So it's a real pleasure to watch these products evolve.
I bet. And what would you say is the biggest challenge and reward of running a company with multiple product offerings?
Well, I mean, staying ahead of it, you know, I got to tell you that when we released our pest control division and really started to focus on that, we brought it to professional pest control. We were laughed at. You know, they all the professionals out there, there's several social media groups that, you know, I'm a part of. And when we first released, you know, our product for things like ants and fleas and ticks and cockroaches, you know, everybody looked at us like we were crazy, like we had a product that couldn't possibly work. And, you know, they gave us the shaft on it in social media as experts in the pest control field. And, you know, being a service company first, we kind of put our products out there and demonstrated how we use them. And then we started giving our product away, just giving it away for free. And after about 2 years of doing that, the tides turned. That was really the hardest thing that we've had a challenge with our divisions, is just converting naysayers into, wow, this product really does work. It's safe for my staff. You know, rather than go out and spray a house, I can actually spray a house with something that's not going to harm me. And, you know, that's really the biggest challenge for us. Running the other divisions, hey, it's a piece of cake. We've got products that people want, you know. But that was a big challenge of how we released that product line, the Nature Side line. And now it's starting to stick. It's actually going worldwide. It's in Mumbai and Hong Kong and now moving into the UK and Europe. It's pretty neat what's going on with that division. And it was everybody said we couldn't do it.
For some reason, when people say that it can't be done and you make it happen and turn the table, that is very satisfying, isn't it? Now, MedX invites everyday Americans to be a part of its growth and invest through Start Engine. Why is the green industry a good investment, and would you recommend this funding model to other startups?
Well, yeah, you know, there's a challenge to it. You know, we were the second company to be qualified by the SEC to do this in early 2016, actually late 2015. And it's a challenge. But, you know, once you get things moving and you market correctly, you know, we've raised, you know, $4 million. We've raised it from everyday Americans, $420 at a time for 700 shares, and anyone can get involved in it if you're over 18 and you make over $1,800 a year. Very unique situation, and I do recommend it. I think it's a way of the future. It's just taking a little longer to catch on. There's been a few companies who have had success. We're one of them. Again, raised $4 million, and now we're starting to gain some ground. We've just signed with an investment banker, and it definitely gives you the ability to raise capital and get noticed. You know, we were actually able to get fully operational thanks to our shareholders, and there's 1,800 of them. So it's been a rush to get there, but it was a lot of work. You know, just like anything else that's good, if you you got to work hard no matter what, and that's really why we're seeing so much success, because we are, you know, we've got a big team of people that are working super hard, working all hours into the night and mornings. And because of that, you know, we've been able to generate capital and put it to work.
And it certainly looks like the hard work has paid off. Today, we're joined by Mr. Matthew Mills, the Chief Operating Officer and President of MedX, a leader in green technology, creating healthier, safer solutions for use in pest control, aromatherapy, pain management, and cannabis cultivation here on the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Mills, one of your flagship products, NatureSide, is in widespread use for all natural, commercial, and residential turf and pest management. Now, you recently signed a distribution deal with one of the nation's leading pest control service companies, Pest Master Services. How does this impact and fit into your expansion plans for the NatureSide product?
Well, we've got a lot of expansion plans, and this is one of them. The owner of Pest Masters is focused on green as well, being a green company, and he's been using our product for quite some time. So now we supply directly, and we're looking to grow each other's business. We've got some things that are happening in the background right now with our investment banker, with our groups, including the Pest Masters group, and we're hoping to release some information on what we plan to do together. It's a significant plan, and it takes our product all over the U.S. As we're doing now. We've also got distribution positioning with companies like Univar, Target Specialty Products, and now working with the largest company, Rentokil. They're a worldwide company, and these initiatives are basically going to paste all these things together. So it's just a matter of time. Again, we have a plan working with our investment banker. That's NMS Capital out of Beverly Hills, and they've been around for some time, and they're kind of sewing a big deal for us to come together with all of our distribution venues as well as Pest Masters and growing our businesses together. And I think we've got a really, really bright future.
And I would say so. And speaking of the future, what are your corporate goals for MedX over the next 3 to 5 years?
Well, there's a couple of things that are happening right now with the company that we feel that we can take our products global. NatureSide is the first track that is going to go into a global position. As I mentioned, we're moving product into places like Mumbai, India. We're moving product into Hong Kong, into the UK and Europe. We've got negotiations going on in Lebanon, as well as Chile, in Mexico, and it's never ending how many inquiries we get on a regular basis to bring our products in, and the other products are going to follow suit. You know, this is our Thermalade product, for instance. It's in OTC pharmacy in places like Ralph's Supermarket Pharmacy and Kroger pharmacies around the country. And our cream product, which is going to be released here, is an unbelievable, revolutionary product. There's not another pain management cream product like this. It's very, very unique, good for arthritis sufferers, And, you know, down the road, this same cream will be infused with CBD once we see some federal ease on the cannabis side of things. But taking our company to the marketplace is something that we do have a goal of becoming a publicly traded company and expanding our business to go global in a rapid manner. And, you know, we're hoping to build a $1 billion company in the next 5 years. And I think with the tools we have in place and the expansion plans that we've got, I think that we can do just that.
Certainly some good news, and we'll be keeping an eye on the progress there. Now, consumers are becoming more and more aware of and leery of chemicals in the products that they buy more and more every day. For startups trying to launch a product in the green space, what advice would you have in terms of marketing and reaching this consumer?
Well, I mean, social media is definitely the way to go to really bring the consumer out. Getting influencers involved with your product and having them bring it to their audiences and showing them how they're used and what difference they can make is really the key. Commercial advertising is great and all, but you really got to get in the face of the consumer. And the only way you can really do that now is with social media. Social media has kind of taken over. Traditional marketing's there, but it doesn't tell a story. It just advertises your product, and that's great for, you know, Coca-Cola and, you know, some of these, you know, these big brands. But when you're a new brand, social media, I believe, is the way to go, and I think it opens the door for you to get seen by consumers. Just like we took NatureSide, you know, we took it directly to the, you know, the groups in Facebook that, you know, are pest control, you know, people. You know, this is what they do. They've got videos of everything, you know, ants and cockroach jobs and bed bug jobs and, you know, catching raccoons. It's pretty interesting. And again, you know, it took us a while, but we got out in front of them, and they smacked us around a little bit. We smacked back and we won, and we continue to grow. So it's just a matter of being persistent and using social media to your advantage and getting some of those influencers out there who have followings. To be able to, you know, help you grow your brand.
Mr. Mills, great to have had you out. And thanks for those concluding remarks and advice. Most helpful, and also appreciate your introducing MedX to the audience as well. If folks wanted to get more information online on MedX, where's the best place to do that?
Well, you can go to startengine.com, just like it sounds, like starting your engine. You can scroll down. We're the biggest direct public offering there is there. Again, we've raised about $4 million, and anyone can invest $420 and get 700 shares. And you can reach out to us at MedX at the medx-rx.com. And there's some contact email or phone number. You can reach out to us directly. I'm always available for our shareholders or shareholders that are, you know, needing questions answered before they take a dive into our program. But this is the new frontier for startup companies to be able to use the Jobs Act of 2012 and parlay it into a real business. And that's what we've done. And we're super grateful to all of our investors and appreciate you having us on.
And you're more than welcome, and certainly was our pleasure, and we will certainly include links within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, Mr. Mills, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on the Green Business Podcast Show.
Thank you so much.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Matthew Mills, the Chief Operating Officer and President of MedX, a leader in green technology, creating healthier, safer solutions for use in pest control, aromatherapy, pain management, and cannabis cultivation. And for further details, visit MedX-rx.com or startengine.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.